Ramsey. The European Union's executive arm recommended putting Ukraine on a path to membership, a symbolic boost for a country fending off a Russian onslaught that is killing civilians, flattening cities, and threatening its very survival. In another show of Western support, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson arrived in Kiev and promised continued aid and military training. Johnson's trip followed one by the leaders of Germany, France, Italy, and Romania, who vowed in Kiev a day earlier to support Ukraine's fight without asking it to make any territorial concessions to Russia. The AP's Jennifer King has more.
In his nightly video address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked the leaders of France, Germany, Italy, and Romania, who during their visit to Kyiv yesterday vowed to back his country's candidacy to join the European Union and offered more weapons to help fend off Russia's invasion. Zelensky described it as a truly historic day, saying Ukraine has felt the support of four powerful European states at once. He also said it was important for him to hear that European leaders agree the end of the war and peace for Ukraine should be as Ukraine sees them, and not by conceding land to Russia. At a news conference yesterday, French President Emmanuel Macron promised more truck-mounted artillery guns, and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz said their message is that Ukraine belongs to the European family. The leaders also visited a Kyiv suburb where many civilians were killed. I'm Jennifer King.
Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Friday he had no objections to Ukraine joining the European Union following the European Commission's historic decision to back Kiev's bid to become a member. Russia has railed against Ukraine's attempt to join the NATO military alliance for years, with the issue becoming a major standoff between Moscow and the West. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Nigerian authorities in the Southwest held a mass funeral Friday for victims of the massacre 2 weeks ago at a Catholic church. Authorities blamed the Islamic State West African province for the attack, which killed at least 40 worshippers and raised fears that the terrorist group is spreading from the north to other parts of Nigeria. Timothy Obuja reports from Owo, Nigeria.
Owo resident Onyekachi Ozulumba woke up early Friday morning and went to his elder brother's house in the southwestern Nigerian town. From there, they went to the mortuary to escort their mother's remains to the venue of a mass burial ceremony organized by the Ondo State Catholic Diocese and state authorities. Their mother, 85, was there at St. Francis Catholic Church on June 5th when armed men opened fire and detonated explosives, killing at least 40 worshippers. Ozulumba says his mother was hit by an explosive. He says the bomb scattered her body to the point that we could not even pick her up. We collected pieces of her body on a flat piece of wood, he says. Without that wood, we wouldn't have been able to lift her, he says. We're in deep sorrow. At the venue, hundreds of people gathered to witness the funeral mass, including state and church officials. As the bodies of the victims arrived at the venue, an already tense hall was filled with voices crying from various corners. During the mass, church authorities denounced the attack and said the government must do more to protect citizens. Catholic Bishop Emmanuel Badijo was one of the officiating clergymen.
I call on President Buhari and our leaders in the federal government and state governments to wake up, sit up, and act up to secure life and property all over Nigeria.
Ondo State Governor Rotimi Akeredolu responded to the criticism and promised to improve security. Nigeria is seeing an increase in attacks by armed gangs as the country's general elections draw closer. Timothy Obizu for VOA News, Owo, Nigeria.
Myanmar's ruling junta on Friday rejected criticism of its human rights record by the United Nations, accusing the organization rights chief of quote-unquote interference in the country's internal affairs. Recapping our top story, the European Union's executive arm recommended putting Ukraine on a path to membership, a symbolic boost for a country fending off a Russian onslaught that is killing civilians, flattening cities, and threatening its very survival. In another show of Western support, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson arrived in Kiev Friday and promised continued aid and military training. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
One. Right now. VOA One.